The Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill. Coming right back to you here from Uptown Charlotte. I'm Theo Dorsey with ESPN West Palm, and now I am joined by Brad Hauser. He has the name of like a 1970s SEC quarterback, but he's actually president and chair of the Orange Bowl Committee, newly minted into that role. So first and foremost, Brad, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much, Theo. It's great to be here with you.
I appreciate you taking out time to talk with me here as we continue this tour and talk about ACC kickoff. 17 teams this year. So many great things going on around the ACC as they get ready for the college football regular season. But it's all going to culminate in at least two teams, likely one from the ACC, at the Orange Bowl in 2025. Y'all are breaking the seal this year at Hard Rock Stadium on the 12-team playoff. For you now in this position, as well as for the Orange Bowl as a whole, how does it feel to kind of be part of college football history, and how are y'all preparing for this?
Well, it's a very exciting time, a lot of change in college football. The one constant that we can offer is Orange Bowl continues to be one of the premier bowl games, and this year we are fortunate enough to have the one of the semifinal games at Hard Rock Stadium. The Capital One Orange Bowl will be a semifinal game, and couldn't be more excited. And if things fall right, we may have an ACC team in that game.
Right, because they got to make their way into it.
Correct.
Outside of how it used to be where you just get in there.
Correct.
Especially when it's down to the Final Four there. You obviously last year's was a bit of a blowout, right? But you did have two prestigious organizations come down there in Georgia and Florida State. This coming year, the beautiful thing about it is you don't know what the matchup will be, but what are some of the new things that we can maybe anticipate around the Orange Bowl? I know it's January 9th kickoff, Hard Rock Stadium, a lot of the familiar stuff. Is there anything in the works that we can look forward to?
Well, it'll be a shortened week. Going forward, we'll have the teams in town two, three, or possibly 4 days instead of a full week. So it'll be a shorter week with some. So we'll have some exciting twists with some new events, but it'll be fewer events, but they'll be at a higher level, and we think it'll be a new, interesting twist and more exciting events, culminating in a very meaningful playoff game. We're very excited moving forward that if things progress as we anticipate, we'll have a quarterfinal or a semifinal game every year in the Orange Bowl, and we'll have a national championship game hopefully every 4 to 5 years.
Right, and beyond the football, what I've known personally through the many engagements I've had with the Orange Bowl, the Lou Groza Award, and everything like that, it's about impact with the Orange Bowl. And, of course, you have Orange Bowl Cares, which reaches out through Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast and impacts a lot of people. There's four pillars to it, right? Youth sports, education, community engagement, and legacy programs. How do these things, these are a lot of, like, flowery words, right?
Yeah.
How do these directly impact the good people out in Palm Beach County and Treasure Coast who love the Orange Bowl for the football part of it?
Well, specifically in Palm Beach County, we have the Glades Pioneer Park, which is out in Bell Glades, a wonderful public private partnership, a P3, out in Bell Glades, where we've gone out and worked with the Palm Beach County government to renovate the Bell Glades Pioneer Park. For those in Palm Beach County who haven't been out there, should take a drive out there.
It's
a beautiful, beautiful facility and has really made a meaningful impact in that community. Another thing that we do in Palm Beach County is every year going back nearly three decades now are the Lou Groza Awards that we hold every year the first week in December in Palm Beach County. It started out as the Collegiate Kicker of the Year Award, but it's expanded into a recognition of high school athletics with a focus on football in Palm Beach County with really meaningful awards that recognize high school athletes in Palm Beach County. And then a third area where we're active in Palm Beach County is with the Boca Raton Bowl down in South Palm Beach County. The Boca Raton Bowl every year, Orange Bowl is involved in supporting that event, and it's just become bigger and better with time. Doug Mosley, a good friend of ours, who I think was affiliated with ESPN at one point, is the executive director of the bowl, and we have a wonderful relationship with him. So we're always looking for opportunities to expand in Palm Beach County, both with our membership as well as just our impact in the community. Orange Bowl is kind of started in Miami, you know, many years ago, and then expanded into Broward County over the last, I'd say, quarter century. And then over the last decade, we've really made an effort to expand into Palm Beach County, and we continue to do that. So anybody out there listening, if you want to get involved in Orange Bowl, give us a call. Would love to talk to you.
Does it come with one of those nifty orange jackets? I mean, get that. those are tougher to get.
Those are tougher to get, but we do. We're always looking to expand our footprint in Palm Beach County and really make a meaningful impact in the community.
And what does that exactly look like? Are you looking for people that are, you know, on the volunteer level to continue to further y'all's outreach? Are you looking for leaders in Palm Beach County to step up and say, hey, this is something I can provide for the Orange Bowl that benefits both? Like, what are you looking for there?
Correct. We're looking for leaders in the community, business leaders, government leaders who see the impact that we're making in Palm Beach County and want to help us increase the impact and make it a greater impact in Palm Beach County.
One thing I will say, of course, the Orange Bowl, the Capital One Orange Bowl will be in the College Football 25 game that's come out and taken the nation by storm. Mm-hmm. Also, funny story, you talked about the Lou Groza Awards, mm-hmm. which you all are involved in every single year. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I knew what the Lou Groza Kicker of the Year Award was, not because I was some college football fanatic, but because I played that video game every single year.
Oh, my Lord.
And was, kicking 60-yard field goals with my kicker down the end of the season to make sure he got that award. So it's a funny thing. And now, of course, I do MC the Lou Groza Awards here.
Yeah, and we appreciate very much you doing that.
I appreciate you. And I wanted to say, the Lou Groza Award back in College Football 25, obviously the Orange Bowl and the Boca Raton Bowls both going to be active in those games. What do you think the impact now of that game and the amount of attraction and engagement it's gotten from all generations helps to do with not just college football as a whole, but also the Orange Bowl and its impact around the area?
The Boca Raton Bowl?
Yeah.
I think there are splendid opportunities for the Boca Raton Bowl to increase its meaningfulness and its impact in South Florida. And as we increase our impact and footprint up into Palm Beach County, we'll be there to help.
Brad Hauser, president and chair of the Orange Bowl Committee, ready to spin the block and show people why the Orange Bowl, especially in the semifinal game, is going to be, one of the greatest bowl games that you can go attend or watch on TV.
Yeah, thank you. If I could just make one more comment, I'd like to recognize George Lindley, our good friend, who is the executive director of the Palm Beach County Sports Commission. He's been a very good friend of Orange Bowl. So thank you to George for everything he does. And Theo, thank you for everything you and ESPN West Palm does.
Man, to be mentioned in the same sentence as George Lindley, I feel like I finally have made it. I might throw him a boomer sooner for that one. No, thank you so much for your time, Brad Hauser. Again, congratulations on that. And also, from SEC quarterback now to the Orange Bowl president and chair, it's got to feel good. Great career elevation.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Theo.